This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Drought conditions in Colorado have improved thanks to the recent snowstorms. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Last week, almost a quarter of the state was in an exceptional drought, which is as bad as it gets. The U.S. Drought Monitor now shows about 18% of the state sits in that category. Extreme drought covered about 70% of the state last week. That's now dropped to about 60%. The statewide snowpack is now 91% of average, which jumped up from 77% at the start of the month. Despite the improvements, almost the whole state is still considered to be in a severe drought. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
A Denver-based foundation is awarding more than $1 million in grants to local arts programs. CPR's Monica Castillo has that story.
The Bonfi Stanton Foundation has announced the recipients of $1.3 million in grants. They include the Colorado Symphony, the Colorado Ballet, and Opera Colorado, as well as smaller arts organizations like Wonderbound and Su Teatro. The foundation also announced Elaine D. Torres as the new chair of their board and Kent A. Rice as vice chair. Denver dance legend Cleo Parker Robinson is also joining the foundation's board of trustees. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Denver's low tonight around 10 degrees. Also in Colorado Springs, Pueblo will see a low of 7. Grand Junction down to 15. It'll be 4 degrees overnight in Vail. Currently 22 in Vail, 32 in Denver, 21 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR.